has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people come and dine. Oh, with his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, his sweet disciples Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, your master calls. Thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Brother William, help me out a little bit. I've added another verse to it, okay?
Amen. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Oh, you fed the multitudes, turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, it's the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play just to hear the store of food for our day. Oh, come and dine, Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Oh, you fed the multitudes, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Oh, it's the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play just to hear the stored up food for our day. Oh, come and dine, Master called it, come and dine. You made feasts at Jesus' table all the time. Oh, you fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. Who the hungry called it now, come and dine.
You may be seated. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
All we want to do is press play.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Don't you just love the message?
Amen.
Love the bride? And oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Truly, we're sitting together in heavenly places, exactly what that prophet told us where we are and what we're doing and the day and time that we're living in. And I'd like to welcome everybody here tonight. Do we have very many visitors with us tonight? Would you raise your hand, visitors? God bless you and welcome all the visitors. I'd like to welcome everybody, of course, that's on the hookup across the nations around the world. From Canada to Mexico to Africa to Russia, wherever you are, welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today is a very special day. Today, tonight, that great Logos, that same pillar of fire, that on the day of Pentecost is here tonight to speak to us through human lips.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're going to hear all about that tonight. It's so wonderful. He's going to reveal to us once again, as we have said, exactly who that we are.
Amen.
That's so important right now.
Amen.
That is the revelation of this today. And only the bride will recognize the message and the messenger. All the rest of them are not going to recognize that. But only that bride truly does. There's many that says the message and God sent a prophet and everything else. But to have that real revelation of this message. Only the bride knows that. And when you know that, then you know exactly who you are. Who knows exactly who that they are? Oh, sorry, you got to stand. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. And I got some more good news for you. Everyone here tonight is going to be healed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's a done deal. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That's to all of you listening in, too.
Amen.
Wherever you are, wherever you're at, God's going to heal you tonight.
Amen.
How do I know that? Jesus Christ has come.
Amen.
He's come. Do you believe that God has given you that revelation?
Amen.
You've got that revelation. Do you know for sure and you recognize you said who you are?
Amen.
That you are that bride. He says, don't you see the authority of the living God in the living church, the bride? So he's talking to you.
Amen.
That's what he just said right there. He's talking to you. He said, then the sick are healed, the dead are raised, the crippled walk, the blind see, the gospel goes forth in its power. For the message and the messenger are the same.
Amen.
The word is in the church, in the person.
Amen.
You are the living word of God.
Praise the Lord.
the Lord, by the way. Amen. So that means, sorry, sit down. That means that he said that that word living in you.
Amen.
Oh, the living word has to have a place to live. He said he could have raised up rocks. He could have, he used a mule one time. But thank God he chose us.
Amen.
So the message and the messenger are the same.
Yes.
So that means the message and you are the same.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to hear all about the message and messenger tonight. Are you under anticipation as I am? Oh, we're going to have such a good time. I pray that you have come starving hungry tonight and that you have a huge appetite, because we are truly going to speak, we're going to feast on spiritual food in due season tonight. And once again, we'll be eating hidden manna. Hidden manna that only the bride can eat upon. And when we come together like this, all these quotes, these are appetizers. It's just a little something just kind of whet your appetite. We're getting ready for the main course that comes out. And you don't have to worry about what you're going to hear, what you're going to eat. It's all spiritual food. Hidden manna that he tells us about. You know, when I was just a baby, when this message, I was listening to it this weekend, it come to me that, you know, when we were all in there in that place, but when I was a little baby, that my mother used to have to feed me. She was that I had to sit up in a little high chair and stuff, and she used to get me and set up, and she used to blend up my food. And back in the days when I was young, you didn't have all them jars of baby food, but you had to blend up the food, and she had to blend it all up and everything so that I could eat it, so that I could digest it. She'd get out the little bottle and the little bitty spoon, and she would eat it and start feeding me all the time while I sat in the high chair. And I could only eat certain foods at that time. I couldn't eat everything, so I couldn't digest it. But as I was there, that's what my mother was doing. She was teaching me to eat. She had to do it. I wasn't able to do it myself. But then I got a little bit older. And when I got a little bit older, I was able to kind of get out of the high chair, and I got into just like a booster chair. You know, a little booster chair they set you in. I was up there, and I really thought I was something big then. I had my own little plate and had the little, you know, you get the little silverware, and I couldn't have the metal silverware. I had the little plastic silverware. But I still couldn't eat all my food that I wanted. My mother still had to. My tutor, she had to cut it all up for me. She had to cut little bit small pieces for me and certain things and the broccoli and cut it all up, tell me what to eat and everything. She'd just keep feeding me. And it's something to see a kid has an appetite. He wants to eat more and more and more and more. But he had to feed me. Then one day I grew up. Nobody had to feed me no more. I could sit at God's table and eat it all by myself. That's where we're at tonight. Sitting at God's table, eating it all by ourselves, man. Feed me, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that means I can eat it anytime that I want to. I can eat as much as I want to, whenever that I want to. And I was raised right. I was raised to eat everything on my plate. So tonight, eat everything on your plate. Like it is sometimes with natural food, there's some of that stuff is, I don't know if I want that, honey. We don't have to worry about that. Everything that's on your plate, it's good to eat for you. And he put it on your plate at a certain time and a certain season. And each time he tells us about there's a certain season for everything. And vegetables and fruits and everything, when it's in their season, that's when they're the best. They're the juiciest, they're the best. Now the world's got hybrid stuff. We don't have nothing hybrid here. Just pure, unadulterated word of God. And it's always in its season. And tonight's season is spiritual food in due season. Amen? You want to know what we're going to eat? Thanks be to God, we got hidden food. spiritual food that we're living on the goodness and mercy of the revelation of Jesus Christ in our last days, vindicating himself amongst his people. So what is the hidden food? The revelation. That is the hidden food, is to recognize that revelation of what come in our day. There's nothing greater than that revelation. It all comes down to that. You can, I accept the Lord as my Savior. You must accept the Lord as your Savior. You must do that. The devil, he says, God sent a prophet. Devil knows God sent a prophet. He knows that. But the revelation of who that was and then who we are, that's what's only food for the bride. Amen. Today it is like it was in the days of Elijah. Brother Branham says in the days of Elijah, he said that there was a drought in the land. And he says in that day, it was a drought for it wasn't going to rain. But he said in our day, he said the drought was a spiritual drought. But God told Elijah, he says, don't worry. He says, I don't want you to worry, Elijah. He says, I've got a secret place for you to go to. He says, a place that you can go to, I have ordained just for you, Elijah. He says, where that you can go and I will feed you there. I'll feed you there. Oh, he's going to tell us all about that there tonight, where that there is. He said it wasn't someplace else. Now, Elijah didn't go drifting around and going from place to place and this place and that place. He fed him there. He had a certain place to go to. And he said, I will provide that food for you day by day. And he says, you won't have to worry. He says, what's going to happen tomorrow? Will there be food there tomorrow? Would it be there? No, that food will be there every single day for you. He says, the supply will never run out. And that's what this message is. The supply never runs out. We have a table full of good food that we can eat at any time. And he gave him, he said, that fresh manna, just like that fresh manna he gives us. He gives us the fresh manna on the table every single day. Praise the Lord. He told us on this tape, he comes in and Brother Branham said, I was pretty straight with you. He says, this morning, on the message, trying to do God a service without it being his will. He said, I was pretty straight with you this morning. He told us unequivocally that it was a one-man message. He said, God never deals with a group. He says it, Amos 3:7, one man. Surely God won't do nothing till he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. He says that a head, an organization, is too many heads. It's confusing. Thank God we don't have to have that confusing. We have the unadulterated word and we can hear the voice of God for ourselves. That's why he's telling us in this continuing of the message, spiritual food in due season. To me, it's a continuation of what he spoke yesterday, last Sunday morning, trying to do God a service without it being his will. But today, there are many that say that those that lack the full revelation, that we put too much emphasis on the messenger. Have you ever heard that? You ever heard that phrase before? You guys just put too much emphasis on the messenger. It's not the messenger, it's the message. It's the message that it is. I've heard that my whole life. You put too much on him, that it is too much on him. You need to listen to us. That's really quite a paradox. Don't listen to that messenger, God ordained, vindicated messenger. You listen to us. But we put too much on it. So tonight, and I just want to read it, what he said. Like in all things that we do, let us let the messenger answer that question for us tonight. We don't have to answer that. We'll let him answer that for ourselves. Amen? Amen. I love the word. We all agree that William Marion Branham fulfilled Malachi 4, Revelations 10:7, Luke 17:30. Then we all agreed that he was the vindicated messenger of the hour. Amen. Then we should all agree that whatever he said, that was the word of God. Amen. We find out when a man comes, sent from God, ordained of God, with the truth, thus saith the Lord, the message and the messenger are one and the same. Amen. They're the same thing. Amen. So if you're not going to talk about the messenger, you can't talk about the message, because they're the same thing. He says the messenger, the message, and the word was exactly the same thing. The prophet, the word, the message, the messenger, message, and messenger was the same. Those who believe God's word and living in, these things are hidden food. The message and the messenger are the same.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll remain standing. Praise the name of the Lord. He says it to us tonight over and over and over again. Amen. What a blessing it is, bride, to know that we are in the perfect will of the Lord. Amen. By listening to these messages. Amen. Is truly, it is hidden manna for the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. And there's no substitute for when the bride of Jesus Christ gathers themselves together around this word. And we become in one mind, in one accord, and we believe it. Anything can take place, because truly He is a God, can do anything, anywhere, anytime. It's just us that holds it back, but He's given it to His bride. The bride is recognizing. As Brother Bram says tonight, he said, you know, you take one point to the people and you give it to them and you hold right there to it. He says, just hold to it until they get it. And then when they get it, then he said, you can go on to the next point. And you notice how he's been doing that in these messages. He's getting a point. We fight a great adversary out there. They don't have the revelation that we have. They don't believe that. This is life to us. There is nothing else but this message. There is no other voice but this voice of God. It is a message that is calling out a bride. And we're together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, listening to this message, and it goes deep in our heart. And if we truly believe that, and we believe that we are that word, that living word, then whatever we ask in His name, we can have it. We can have whatever we ask. It doesn't matter. We get this human thing going. It's got to happen now. We got to see it this and that. It means nothing. Whatever we ask. And tonight, remember that. Brother Branham's pointing out exactly who it was in that time that he did it last Sunday, is telling us that trying to do God a service without it being its will. They want to help out the Lord. They want to do this, and I'm helping do this. God's got a way. He's got a predestinated plan. That's why he told us. He goes, there's one man. He sent a messenger. And he knew there's going to be confusion and talk and going on and this and that and the other and doctrines and everything else. But you see, he would not let it become a denomination. We would have different denominations of these different isms that's rose up since Brother Branham left. In the drought, but when there was a drought in the land for the hearing of the word, we were all being fed. And we're still being fed. It comes fresh manna. It's coming right now, fresh manna right now. We're getting ready to get it right now. He's going to feed us. But he knew he had that program. But it was the reveal. That stumbling block has always been this, flesh. He says, Jesus, he said, you put too much upon Jesus. I said, how, lady? How do I put too much upon him? He said, he wept. He said, of course he wept. He was a man. He was a man. He says, but when he raised up Lazarus, that was more than a man. It was a man in our day. It was a man in our day. When it said, Brother Way, call his name. That was more than a man. It's important in the world. We don't worship that man. And how many times it is so close. Even John, we've said it many times, even John, he fell down to worship him. He goes, don't worship me. But God, John looked up and seen, this is it. This is him. We are God living again in human flesh. Amen. He had to reveal to us exactly who that we are. Amen. So he tells us in the climax when he comes to the end that no doubt who he was. Who came in our day? It was the message. It was the messenger. And it's the same thing.
Amen.
And then he says, that word is living in you.
Amen.
And then he tells us, he starts praying and he shows us the sign of the Messiah. And you'll notice as he's praying along and he says, oh, you back there in the baptismal pool.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
But then he says, now it's in the church. Lay hands on one another. The same authority that God's prophet had when he laid his hands on him. You have that authority. Because you are the living word. He said that same one. We can't be God's prophet. That was what he called him for. But that word, that life, that Christ, that anointing, that Logos lives in you. You are the living, breathing Word of God. And you have the authority when you lay your hands on somebody, the same authority as that God's prophet had. Ask it. Believe it. When you're praying for that person, believe it. When you feel that hand touch on you, believe it. Whatever you have need of, God will give it to you. Do you believe that tonight? Then all of you can have, everyone, you're listening in, here, you can have whatever that you want. And he gives it to us, fresh manna. It's like, well, last Sunday you did that. Amen. Next Sunday he'll do it again. Tomorrow he'll do it again. Fresh manna. Fresh manna. He just feeds us all the time. What do we have need of? If you're sick today and get healed, maybe tomorrow you'll be sick again. Fresh manna. It's always there. Just, you're there. You're the living, breathing, walking word. God chose you, predestinated you, and placed you here tonight. Placed you where you're at tonight. Put that revelation in your heart. God can do anything, anywhere, at any time. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Let us bow our heads as we just welcome you, Lord Jesus, into our midst. We believe that with all of our heart. We thank you, Lord. We want to welcome you. And we want to thank you for revealing this word to us, Lord. Revealing this message and messenger is revealed to us that we know that they're the same. No matter what the outside world, what anybody says, we believe it and we want to press play. We see it, Lord. Now we see who we are. And today we know, God, you can do anything, anywhere, anytime. Come, Lord Jesus.
God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything for you. God can do.
Oh, God.
Love you with all our heart, Lord. It's such an honor to be here in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for calling us out, for choosing us before the foundation of the world to be your bride. We just thank you, Lord, for giving us the revelation, Lord, of this day, of this message, and the messenger who you sent, and to make known to us that we are that bride. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. To see, Lord, you raise the dead. To see you, Lord, take a person, Lord, that the doctors give up, that's full of cancer, and now today they're cancer free, Lord. How you could take a man that, Lord, took this message to the bush, taking the tapes to his people, just sold out to this message, and then Satan attacks him with a fungus or something on his foot and they want to amputate it. But just a little bit of a prayer, and then a week later, he's totally free, dancing and jumping and praising the Lord, and then right back to taking those tapes to his people. Oh God, you're God. There's nothing that you can't do, Lord. Oh, we appreciate you, Lord, so much. We love you. And Lord, we take these prayer requests to you. We know that you're here. You've already answered. It's all over. We know that without a doubt, Lord, you're on the scene. You've answered, Lord, and we thank you for it. There's nothing impossible with you. We love you, Lord. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. And Lord, those that are listening in, wherever they are, their location, it doesn't matter. They're hearing the voice of God. And Lord, you're there with them. And they found that place, that secret place where the food is. They've united, Lord. They've caught the vision. They're united, Lord. We're united together. And we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, just to sit at your table and to eat all of it, as our brother Joseph said, just to take it all in. Thank you so much. We love you. We commit everything to you now for your honor and your glory. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. Amen.
God can do anything. Anywhere, anytime, God can do anything for you. He's the Alpha, He's the Alpha and Omega, the
you may be seated this morning. We just like to play that little song, Bring Them In. If you have, I think we have a couple of baby dedications this morning. If you just bring them forward at this time, may God bless you all.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Did you just say the baby's name?
Zaina Rose Marceline.
Zaina. Zaina. Little Zaina. Yeah, pretty. How are you? What a doll baby, huh? Praise the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, little Zaina, Lord, that you've blessed this family with, Lord. A little token, Lord, of love that is, Father, that you've placed into this family's home, Lord. Father, how grateful they are, Lord Jesus, for all your love and goodness, Lord. Father, we thank you that you made a way, Lord. That, Father, when there was no way, you made a way, Lord.
Amen.
And, Father, that way is what they want for her, Lord.
Yes.
And that's you. And they bring her here today, Lord, in obedience to your word.
Yes.
To, Father, to place her into your hands, Lord, for a life of service. Right. Father, they want the very best for her, Lord.
Yes.
And that's you, Lord. May you bless and be with her, Lord. May your angels encamp around about her, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. Keep your hand up over to watch and protect her, Lord. May you be with this family as they raise her up, Lord, to serve you and to believe this message with all their heart, Lord.
Thank you.
May you always be the welcome guest in their home.
Yes.
And Father, now we take her and we place her into your hands, Lord, for a life of service. We dedicate her to you, Lord,
yes,
in the name of
Thank
the
you,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Joanna Michelle Pritzinger.
Joanna Michelle. It's a girl. You waited a long time for this one. Joanna. What a love gift, huh?
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Father, we love you.
Thank you.
Truly, you are the giver of all good gifts. And Lord, you know the desire of this family's heart that they want a little girl, Lord. And you've blessed them with many sons. And now you've blessed them with a little daughter, little Joanna, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for answering their prayers. And Father, as they've done the rest of their boys, Lord, may they take her and raise her up, Lord, to believe this message in you with all their heart, Lord Jesus. May it be, Lord, that you'll just encamp around about her, Lord. Keep your hand up over to watch and protect her. Father, they only want the very best for her, Lord, and that is you and your angels, Lord. For they know they can't always be there with her, but you'll always be there with her.
Amen.
Because you promise never to leave us or forsake us, Lord. And now they've brought her up here today, Lord, to place them in your very unworthy servant's hands, Lord, to represent you today. Father, we bring her and we give her and place her into your hands, Lord. May you come down and bless her and watch and protect her. May you be with the Spritzinger family, Lord Jesus. May you always be the guest in their home. I know you will, Lord,
Amen.
Because they love you and they love this message.
Thank you.
Bless and be with them now as we take their little gift, Lord, that you've given to them. They've give her back to you,
Lord,
for a life of service and dedication of service to you.
Yes.
If there is a tomorrow, Lord, may the world look upon her and see the living word of God.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord Jesus, as we place her into your hands.
Thank you.
We ask it in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Is that the only thing in your house pink?
Wow, what an honor and privilege to be here again. How many hearts are burning within you right now? Amen. I'm ready to hear this message. I'm just on edge of my seat to hear what the Lord has in store for us. And truly we can say, how great is our God. How great is His Word. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. Oh, how great is our God. His word, for He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea.
Gracious Heavenly Father, how we thank you, Lord, and we love you for this honor to privilege, Father, that we can be in your presence, Lord, and to sit at your feet and feast at your table, Lord. That hidden manna that you prepared for your bride, Lord, how we thank you for it. How we thank you, Father, for the honor and privilege for allowing us to live in this time and to see what we see. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this part of the service and just ask that you bless each one, Lord, that these tithes and offerings would be used for your service, Father, and that last one would come in, Father, and we'd be able to go home. We thank you, Lord, and we love you and praise you, and you deserve all the praise and honor and glory, for you alone are worthy. We ask these in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
For he's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will lead you. Just put your trust in me. One more time. Oh, how great is our God, and how great is his word, for he's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of is so wonderful, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, oh wonderful, love of Jesus, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, oh wonderful, it's so so high, you can't get over it, it's so low, you can't get under it, it's so wide, you can't get around it, oh one, it's so high, it's so high, you can't get over it, it's so low, you can't get under it, it's so wide, you can't get around it, oh. So wonderful, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, oh, one more time, love of Jesus, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, oh, it's so high, it's so high. You can't get over it, it's so low. You can't get under it, it's so wide. You can't get around it, oh. Love of Jesus, love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful, oh, wonderful. saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints.
Special from Sister Naomi Garcia and family.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be guide, hold me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way, he will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we see, he will make.
the still waters he leads me. He restores my soul with his voice. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. Through the ages, he is still the same.
La manera Dios hará, donde no parece haber. Él obra en maneras que no podemos entender. Él me guiará, sé que de me guardará. Fuerzas nuevas me dará, la manera Dios hará, la manera Dios hará.
Junto las aguas de reposo, mi alma restaura con su voz. Todo pasará, mas su palabra permanecerá. El mismo siempre, nunca cambiará.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
It's so wonderful that he always makes a way. Yes. Amen. You know, what a privileged people that we are. That we have a place of rest. That we can eat that hidden manna and just say all is well. Amen. Truly, we only can are the ones that can say we are the bride of Jesus Christ. So rest, little bride, just rest. Amen. Until he comes for us, and what a day that's going to be. Oh, all is well. All is well. We have heard the message, shalom, and all is perfect rest behind the inner.
Let us remain standing. Are you ready to go into our secret hiding place to feast upon that hidden manna? He said it's the spiritual food is ready, and it's in its season now. And each one of you can have this food if you wish it. If you're willing to steal away from all of the unbelief of this hour, If you're ready to come into Christ, come into his promise.
Amen.
We are. Amen. What a privilege to turn the service over to God's prophet and messenger, our pastor, the world's pastor,
Amen.
William Marion Branham. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.